on this New Music Tuesday on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. He's Marcus D. Wiley.
Hey, V.
And our special guest, the one and only Ernest Pugh.
Oh, yes.
What's up, man?
I'm glad to be here with you, Rev.
It's good to see you.
Both of y'all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Went here doing the Lord's will.
Yes.
Everything good with it?
Everything's great, man. Working it, man. Yeah. Just trying to stay the course.
I know you've been in California doing some great things out there.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to make you proud. Like to do more than just sing. I want to act and all of that. I don't know. And then one of these times, who knows? I may get over here with Wiley and do some comedy. I don't know what God is doing from time to time. I get bored easily, Reverend.
You get bored easily. But how's the project working for you?
The project is doing really well. Yeah. If we're referring to the Win album that I recorded in the Nassau, Bahamas on my third single.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's going great. I'm still in about 3 to 5 markets a week.
Yeah.
The most recent thing I did is this duet with Rand Salen called All Things to Christ. So that's going really good. Yeah. We're going to do some shows together. So. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great.
That's the father. That's the bishop of the gospel industry.
You can do it. Now, I know you got the Valentine's Keepsake contest you had featuring a new single we're going to play today, which is kind of a throwback, You Are So Beautiful.
Yes, man. You know, years ago, before I really got serious about a gospel career, they called me the wedding singer. And this song was the most requested that the people would ask for.
Yeah.
And it really blessed me because I don't know if you know, but that song originally, when Preston them wrote it, he really was singing about his mother.
Okay.
But it took on other dynamics a little bit later. So, and I just, this time of the year, when it comes to the couples, I just wanted to have something to open the door for me to be able to go in and share ministry, even on that platform.
Yeah. Now, he's the wedding singer.
You
hear
me?
Wedding singer.
But now the reason I really did it is because I feel like AV may get married this year. So I wanted to practice.
I don't know what type of feeling you're having. I don't know what that feeling
is. The weather ain't calling for that,
So what we need to do is probably play this song.
Right. To make it happen.
Because Ernest went off to the left somewhere. He went into his prophetic ministry.
Right.
Let's check it out right now. You Are So Beautiful from The Wedding Singer. He's known as the inspirational artist Ernest Pugh on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show at 24 past the hour.
To me, you are so beautiful. To me, can't you see? You're everything I hoped for. Everything that I need. You are so beautiful to me. Beautiful.
Yes, you are.
You are.
What I want. What I need. So beautiful.
High notes on the end there, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
28 minutes past the hour.
Yes.
Okay, now, Ernest, who is you singing to?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to daughters. I'm talking to wives. But my understanding when Billy Preston wrote it, he actually was talking about his mother. So it's kind of like, And my motivation for doing it was not only your exterior beauty, but your internal beauty as well in this season of love and Valentine's Day. I thought it was fitting and proper.
You missed it earlier.
I said, the reason I did this is I felt like the season is coming for AV to have a wife.
There you go.
So I'm practicing my song that I'm going to sing as he, you know, comes down the aisle. That's what had happened. She looking at me like, now what's the real?
Like, no. AB is going to get married on the beach.
Yeah.
I can do that on the beach.
On the beach.
I'm going to bring my boom box. My boom box.
No.
You know I'm old school.
On
the beach. No, he said
boom box.
On the beach, baby.
I still got 8 tracks. No. I'm with you.
Yeah. So this is available today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it says it has the inspirational book, a photo book. Tell us about that.
Well, there's I don't know. Most people don't know, but I got married when I was like 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And 18? Then 18 years later, I was divorced, actually. Mm-hmm. And so because I had a very skewed vision of what I thought love was, how to give it away, how to receive it. So over the course of time through that divorce and everything, God taught me. So I did like 10 scriptures in this booklet, and I have a photo to go with each scripture.
Sure.
They kind of got me through that whole process.
Say 18. Fresh out of high school.
Getting ready to leave for basic training. My mom never said, well, you know, you got these cheerances. So before you leave, you know you're going to get married before you leave.
What'd you say, mom? Who told you that?
My mom. She's like, you know you're going to have this taken care of.
Just in case you die.
Just in case.
You know, they give good benefits.
There you go. And that's what she said.
Yeah.
So to the courthouse we went.
How long were you in the service?
I did 15 years active, and then I did 5 years in the reserve. So I told her 20 years.
So you did
U.S. Army.
Yeah.
Hmm. Had a great time. That's where I met, when I was leaving to go on my first tour to Saudi Arabia, Yolanda and the Southeast Inspirational Choir in their fuchsia dresses were singing, "He Made the Difference." And the people were like, "Before you leave, let's just make sure you got the Holy Ghost." And all. So they brought me down here to Houston, Texas to come to see y'all
to
do that live recording.
That's right. Wow. It was a live recording.
I was taller then when she would talk. I could look in the eye. She's gotten taller, I'm sure.
It's still the same.
That's honest.
6'1".
Yeah.
Still the same.
Wow. All right. So what's up next for you, man?
Well, next is, of course, the tour. Rand Sal and I are going to do a joint venture, like as a radio tour, to do the new single, All Things Through Christ.
Yeah.
He's like my father, my mentor. So we got that going, and I'm recording 4 albums on my EPM label. Krista Rucker's going to record live. Vincent Tharp is going to record live. I got a Praise Break CD that's coming out, and I also have a compilation CD that I'm doing to kind of give a platform to persons who have not had a national record out there. So got a lot going on.
So if people want you to come sing at their wedding
with that song,
beautiful.
Well, you know, I'm going to pray about that because, you know, I'm not like per se the wedding singer anymore because we're doing so much, three to five markets just being a gospel artist right now. So we're going to pray about that. Maybe next year.
Maybe next
year. You can come do my wedding now. You ain't that busy.
Just charter me a flight and I'll come on in. Charter me a flight. I'll be there.
So that he can't stop by on a Saturday afternoon.
You know?
And come on
and
by.
And pick up the itinerary.
What you doing Saturday around 11?
Huh? Sleep.
Yeah. Well, man, we're proud of you, man.
I appreciate the love, Yolanda Allen's morning show.
Ernest Pugh, they want to follow you because I know you live on the social network.
I know. www.ernestpugh.com is the website. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I still got my MySpace card.
Don't admit that.
And my single there, You Are So Beautiful, is available on iTunes today.
Right.
Yeah, man. Dude, hit that high note. You know, see if it's real.
It won't come.
It got to warm up.
That's Montana what we need.
Ernest Pugh, thank you for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, man.
Love y'all.